my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to Powerful. Throbbing rock hard episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Drucker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as Terramax, Asian's Delight Edition, and coming up soon, Dr. Troubadour's Summer Health Tips for an Alpha Male Workout. Some topics we're going to run down tonight with Kilgore include Terramax, was recalled. That's probably an important first item we should discuss. I'm looking at men's fashion. What am I wearing? I want to talk about Steve Jobs' daughter. Kilgore, how the hell are you?
I'm all right.
You got any ideas for shit we could talk about?
No.
That's what
this stuff about robbing, whatever's, man. What's up with that?
What the way I chose to describe tonight's episode?
Yeah. What do we have in store tonight?
Oh well, it's a rock hard. Look, this girl. I mean, I don't want to be crass, but Steve Jobs was fucking his daughter, not literally. But he's fucking her. He was like fucking her.
Yeah, financially, right?
Yeah. You heard about this?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
He said, "You're getting nothing."
Yeah, I heard all about that.
It was in Vanity Fair. That was Barry Brown's old stomping ground.
Well, he wrote what, one thing for them ever?
He's a writer for Vanity Fair.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, you can't accept this?
What do you mean?
Well, listen,
I accepted it perfectly. Accepted.
He's a,
there you go.
He's a professional journalist, and he's a writer for Vanity Fair, and so is Steve Jobs' daughter right now. Her name isn't Shona Ghosh, though. No, it's Lisa Brennan Jobs. She's got a beautiful smile. And, you know.
You going out with her now?
Well, she's got a little life in her eyes. And I'm attracted to her. Let's see if I can help this bird.
Because your daddy wasn't nice to her?
Right. I can come in and I can just say, like, you know, look, if you need to talk to somebody about this.
Really?
Well, look.
Didn't you learn enough from those other girls?
She was alienated from her father and her childhood wish of having a normal relationship with him. She was alienated from the wish. Even the wish was just alien to her.
What wish?
Of having a normal relationship with her pep.
Oh.
You know he denied paternity? He says that wasn't his kid.
I didn't know that.
And so he wouldn't pay child support either.
Steve Jobs is a bad dad.
Why wasn't this in the movie?
What movie?
They did the movie. It was called Steve Jobs.
Oh, because it was a, what do you call it, hagiography?
Is that where you, you're not really trying for a truthful thing? You're looking for drama?
Yeah, you're creating a, no, you're just creating a perfect example.
It's the biography of a saint.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in your biography.
That's where the word comes from.
Did you know that a Buddhist monk presided over Jobs' final days?
What did he do?
He instructed Lisa, this girl, to touch his feet.
What?
Yeah. Because she was visiting her sick father every weekend, and you know, since they couldn't reconcile, this dude invited her to touch his feet.
You gotta give us more than that. I mean, Christ.
This is just
a cliffhanger.
This is I mean, Business Insider. I don't think they're the people that are supposed to be covering this sort of thing, but so this is what I'm going by.
Is that what you're reading right now? The Business Insider.
They're just telling you about an excerpt from an article that is not on this website. But every time he scratched his Porsche, he would replace it. And then she would ask if she could have one when he got rid of it. And he said, "You're not getting anything. You understand nothing. You're getting nothing." He wouldn't even give her a scratched up old Porsche. So he was forced to take a paternity test, and he had to produce child support. Dude, what do you think child support was like?
That had to be probably had no trouble paying it. Because he's super rich.
He's so rich that money shouldn't even be an object. So why would he be such a cock and not give this girl what's owed to her?
Because he denies banging the mom or something. I don't know.
He denies dumping a seed into her anyway.
Well, that hardly has to happen.
She could have stolen it from him.
Oh, for God's sake. I knew you were going to say something like that.
And she would grab it between her fingers and stuff it up there and get pregnant with it. To hurt him.
Right.
This is just the way the Terramax has got me thinking. Because every day, dude, I do it every day just like it says on the bottle, but I don't feel right.
You're not taking it enough. Or you're not taking it with the right intent.
It's a setting thing. And I'm fucking it up. What should I be thinking as I swallow it? Because I take it in a pill.
No, I don't know.
You shouldn't be thinking at all when you swallow it.
This drug does the thinking for you.
You think too hard about that Terramax and just get trouble. Nothing but trouble.
I'm getting healthier all the time, though.
We all are.
Dr. Troubadour says if you want a six-pack, you just go to the corner store and pay the man $15.
Ho, ho, ho.
Get some with pep. Get your steel reserve.
Just dehydrate yourself and starve yourself until you're nothing but muscle.
Well, I thought it was just me not feeling right from taking this shit. But apparently there's been a recall. And a popular pharmaceutical called Terramax is in the news today. has been recalled after reports the medicine was made in a laboratory situated on a uranium spill site where they had mined it up and they didn't properly. When Liebel-Droeker Pharmaceuticals acquired the disaster area in 2013, they promised only to use the site for experimentation and not mass production. But an inside source close to the laboratory insists the drug was recalled because the effect is unintentional and not because of the uranium and the trace elements found in it. That the one sold with uranium is actually sold under the name pituitary strength Teramax because it gives you pituitary gland enhancements in cancer and a stronger endocrine system. So, I don't know if I bought the pituitary shit and I didn't realize it. I don't read the bottle.
Yeah, you know, how does this stack up? Now, I've always wondered this. Has it been tested clinically against silver lungs, voidal silver?
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. Because last night we were having that trouble with Alex Jones. Getting his episodes removed from Spotify. You remember this?
Yeah, I was glad about it.
And, well,
I wish they'd done it sooner.
It came out that the marijuana technology promoted by Dr. Troubadour is actually promoted on the Genesis Communications Network, which, as you know, is InfoWars and Alex Jones. And he's friends with Joe Rogan, and we smoke a weed called Joe Rogan. It's a pure sativa, and you can achieve maximum mental potential. And in the article, it says that when used with the silver lung technology, higher states of consciousness are unlocked, becoming accessible to the human mind. If you just, you can combine other drugs with silver lung is what I'm getting at. And it doesn't have to stack up. It can work in tandem with it. They can, what is it called when a drug is mutually, when it helps out another drug.
Sin something.
Yeah, something like that. It's got that synergy. That synergistic effect.
Yeah, that might be it.
But
I don't think that's it.
But how does it stack up if you were to use one and not the other? Like one over the other? I don't think that's been determined.
Silver lungs doesn't do anything. I think it's fake.
Didn't it turn somebody blue? Didn't somebody take it?
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to breathe in silver? I think somebody's trying to stack his silver investment by making people breathe the shit in. It's just like getting rid of silver. Throwing in the trash to drive up the market.
Well, we've got all this silver. What can we do with it?
Let's put it in people's lungs. Great idea.
Hey, the silver lung. Colloidal silver for lung infections. It's usually used for...
Post-apocalyptic Cody's lab. He's going to be harvesting silver out of people's bodies and melting it into ingots. He's like, I dug up 3,000 corpses, burnt them up, distilled out the silver, melted it down. Wonder why people were breathing in silver back in the Dark Ages.
It's colloidal silver.
Interested in this glycerin base and the type of iodine it is, where it comes from.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like it. But he came out with X2 that's even stronger, is bright red. I've never seen iodine that's either black, brown, turns black and brown, or it's blue, yellow. This is bright red, like blood, and turns bright blue on paper, like the actual crystal. That if you had a crystal of it, that's where this comes from. It would, like alien blood, eat through 3 or 4 floors. Okay, unless it was in ceramics. This is explosive stuff. And just to let you know, a lot of hoops had to be gone through to get this type of iodine. It's super controlled.
But to try to find, is there any other sources of pure raw material of iodine?
Now, I didn't know that you could take iodine like that.
My God. Why would I want the iodine that's so pure that it just melts through shit?
It'll eat black market iodine.
Well, it'll eat through that uranium you swallowed, first of all.
God.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, you're asking how do Liebel Joker products stack up to the fine products available at Infowars.com, and I'm telling you that they work well together. You swallow a little uranium at Liebel Joker, you can bounce over to Infowars.com, get your iodine straightened out. You're good to go tomorrow for the big meeting.
No, you want, dude, iodine? That's weak. You want the bromine. We've got the bromine that is pitch black. It's purple, going on pitch black. And we can't even keep it in a glass container because it will melt right through. Put it in a steel container, it will melt right through.
It like can't be contained.
You put it in a carbon fiber container, it melts right through. How do we get it to your doorstep? Well, that's our secret.
Yeah, how do you...
And what do you do with it? Well, you don't touch it, don't look at it, don't get it on your skin, don't inhale it.
Stay away from it. Somebody will come by and splash it on your doorstep and just don't go near it.
Right. The fumes are enough. You'll breathe in those fumes from a safe distance and everything in your body that's not you will die.
What was
instantly
that
on the spot?
What was that period in history where they would go by and paint your door? They just paint it red, like with a scarlet letter. Am I thinking of something else? It was like it meant that you had the plague or something. They'd come by and slather red paint on your door and just say, like, this house is fucked. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
First recording of this reaction. It took a couple minutes, but an exothermic reaction started, and it is hot enough to start boiling the bromine. It's been about 4 minutes now, and as you can see,
this is bromine boiling.
It's either been reacted with the mercury or it's boiled off, and a solid is starting to form in the bottom. There you can see the bromine vapor boiling off and being sucked away by my fume hood. Reaction is just about.
He has a fume hood. We should get one of those.
You need one of those to work with bromine.
Okay, it's finished, and as you can see, a white solid has.
Well, that's not what Dr. Troubadour. He never mentioned a fume hood.
Well, he knows how much to give himself. You give yourself too much, it's trouble.
Dude, he comes out of there, he's all flushed in the face. He's red. Do you know, like, what episodes they took down of Alex Jones yesterday? I still haven't been able to figure it out.
I don't have a clue. Probably all of them, right?
No, they only took down a couple. That's the thing. Is, like, he's got this overall pattern of releasing shitty content. Like, what specifically was it that they needed? They took it down. They couldn't can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't know.
One of the videos that that people were complaining about on Facebook was him talking about Robert Mueller and pretending to shoot him or something.
He pretended to shoot Robert?
Yeah. Bobby Mueller.
Oh, man.
So that was one of the problems, probably, that episode.
Old Bobby Buckshot? Dr. Troubadour gave me a prescription for Percocets.
Oh, yeah?
And every week, I put my life in this man's sweet, soft hands. And this is what he does. He's cooking up bromine. He doesn't even use a hood.
No way. Not Bobby.
What, which Terramax would Robert Mueller prefer? Mueller. What is what is Bobby Mueller like? Hey, you want to do the men's fashion segment of the podcast?
No, but let's do it. Fine.
Did you hear my tweet deck go off?
No.
What are the men's fashion? It goes like this. What are you wearing? Or no, who? Dr. Troubadour wears Gucci.
Yeah.
And he drives a Lambo. That's his style car. It might lack the performance of a Ferrari, but that's because it's a style car.
That's right.
I don't drive a style car. I don't even have a car. I'm wearing my pajamas. I'm in pajama pants. And my Uncle Acid t-shirt, and I'm sweating profusely. Even though I'm sitting in front of the fan. What are you wearing?
Me?
Yeah, you. This is the men's fashion portion of the Hate Radio podcast. You don't want to say what you're wearing?
I mean, hold on. I'm wearing some cut-off jean shorts that are just filthy and caked in glue.
Nice.
Disheveled. And a black flannel.
Is it closed, or do you have it unbuttoned, like a jacket?
It's closed right now.
You ever just wear it unbuttoned?
Yeah. Not right now, though.
I like to wear all my shirts unbuttoned like that. And just walk around with my my chest and my midriff exposed.
Oh, yeah?
I read about this in Dr. Troubadour's 2016 summer tips. And he said...
Tips?
Yeah. And do you know what it means to be whelmed? You know, like how you can be overwhelmed?
Yeah, what's being regular whelmed?
Yeah, or you can be underwhelmed, but yeah, you never hear of someone just being whelmed.
What's that all about?
I looked it up because I was wearing my shirt like that, right? And and we were tripping on acid, and I had my shirt open and I was letting the wind blow over me. And I was splashing water all over my chest and my stomach. And my buddy was saying, like, how intense it was and that she was feeling overwhelmed. And I said, I'm regular whelmed. And then I didn't know what it meant, right? So I looked it up. And to be whelmed means to be, like, covered up as, you know, as in, like, you could be overwhelmed by water. To be, like, totally covered by something. And I realized as I was splashing that water on my body that I was whelmed. As I read it, I was whelmed. Like I was covering myself with water, but not overwhelmed. But that's what whelmed. I'll look it up again.
If you were overwhelmed, you would have had to be submerged.
Right. Or engulfed. Oh. Buried.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I was just whelmed. But to be underwhelmed, would you even be touching water? You'd have to touch a little bit for whelming to come into play.
Maybe you're just halfway submerged in water.
And then you're just whelmed.
Not all the way whelmed.
Well, you're not overwhelmed.
No, certainly not.
I mean, I've never heard somebody use the word whelmed. I think that when they've got a whale, like when poachers get a whale and they're gonna transport it. And you see that happen in a movie, and what are they doing? They're splashing water on it, and they're whelming it.
They're whelming, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they call it that.
Maybe in, like, the 1800s. Moby
Sounds
Dick
like
or something.
Old English.
Well, yeah, actually, that seems to be when it was most popular, is in the, right at 1800, and a little before and a little after. And then it picked up again in 1865-ish. It looks like maybe the South was overwhelmed by the North. Word came back into prominence. It's from Middle English, like Chaucer. Mm-hmm. He's using all those bullshit words that we don't use anymore.
He really developed the English language as a literary language.
That was it used to, during his time, it was seen as really badass to be French. So all these people in England would do everything they could to, like, come up with a French last name. They would even change their names or change their first names or just say that they go by this. So if it sounded French, it was cool. So everybody was, like, pretending to be French all the time. French was, like, as civilized as you could get.
Is that what Chaucer was doing? Was he, like, Chaucer?
No. He held on to the hard ER. And I think he was writing about it, too, because he would put those characters in his work, and they would always be douchebags. That's how I came to learn that, is because I noticed that his French characters were douchebags, and that all of their names ended in E-U-X or something.
Well, if he loved the French, why would he be writing in English?
Well, it was popular to love the French, but also people knew it was popular to love the French. And to want to be French. And there would be a lot of posers hanging around, and those people would traditionally be douchebags. I don't think Chaucer cared much, or he at least saw the bigger picture enough not to get... He probably had a lot
Chaucer
of friends.
Hated them, probably.
Well, he was a humanist, right? And it was kind of past its prime as a thing that people believed.
Because by his time, everybody was already doing it or had done it.
Who was, yeah, it was kind of tired and old, and everybody, you know. They're on to the next thing.
I'll be goddamned. I'll be goddamned if we're not already at 30 minutes.
Well, damn.
Well, I'll be goddamned. This episode of Hate Radio is brought to you by the Leeple Droker Rewards Program. Be like Terry. Terry gets access to new drugs faster, and his prescriptions last longer. I'm going to check out the Leeple Droker Rewards Program myself. I'm going to get signed up. I understand it comes with a shopper's card. You can swipe that or scan it or whatever the fuck you do at the checkout. And then Leeble Droker can make a better regimen of pills tailored around the shit you buy. For example, if you buy colloidal silver lung products, well, have we got a pituitary strength?
Dose.
Yeah.
You're going to get a triple dose of Terramax, so that shit's it's fake.
The synergistic effect is real, and you get this Leeble Droker Rewards card, And just start shopping with it, and you'll notice your Terramax works better and better over time as it's engineered to your taste. Kilgore, thank you so much for your expertise. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Disembodied female voice, thank you, too, for being a part of Hate Radio.
Thanks for having me.
I'm HateSec. This is the Internet Chronicle. Go fuck yourselves. City rooftop, summer night.